Chapter 103. A 40 years wilderness tour convent garden. The chapel organ appealed the same tones. The organist, the sister whom she loved best of the community, had taught them to her in those early happy days. She was a girl once more, and the brief period of her happiness bloomed out again. For an hour she started when the jarring doors were flung open, and with a loud laugh from Lord Stan, the men of the party entered full of gaiety. He saw at a glance what had happened in his absence, and was grateful to his wife for once. He went and spoke to her, and called her by her Christian name, so as again to bring blushes to her pale face. "Why, wife," says, "you have been singing like an angel," he said to Becky. "Now there are angels of two kinds, and both sorts, it is said, are charming in their way." Whatever the previous portion of the evening had been, the rest of that night was a great triumph for Becky. She sang her very best, and it was so good that every one of the men came and crowded round the piano. The women, her enemies, were left quite alone. And Mr. Paul Jefferson Jones thought he had made a conquest of Lady Gaunt by going up to her ladyship and praising her delightful friend's first-rate singing. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.